Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, November 27th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened mostly in the negative territory following weaker levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is consolidating Friday's losses, while Japanese yen is notably stronger and China yuan is down a little as the PBOC set a weaker-than-expected midpoint. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil futures are sliding ahead of the delayed OPEC Plus meeting. Industrial metals are a little lower, while gold surges to a six-month high. While equity markets are a bit weaker today, the underlying sentiment remains supported by the recent easing in financial conditions amid expectations that central bank policy has peaked. This has resulted in a meaningful downshift in bond yields, though the curves have become more inverted, which plays into the debate over whether policymakers can navigate a soft landing. Central banks, in the meantime, continue to push the higher-for-longer narrative, contrasting with the markets pricing in multiple rate cuts next year. On the data front, China's industrial profits shrank again in October, though at a slightly reduced pace from September. The data is consistent with October indicators showing factory activity turned negative and deflation pressures picked up. Today's U.S. macro calendar is light, with only the October new home sales due at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. In corporate news, Origin Energy's board is reportedly unconvinced by the alternative transaction proposed by Brookfield and EIG. The Australian Financial Review reports that the board is leaning towards rejecting the Plan B proposal and adds that if this is rejected, a new vote on the revised proposal's two elements probably wouldn't happen until 2024. Elliott Investment Management now has over $2 billion U.S. dollars stake in Crown Castle, according to Reuters. People familiar with the matter say that the activist plans to discuss possible share price increasing strategies with the company. In Asia, markets ended lower almost everywhere on Monday, as they started the week on a shaky note ahead of some potentially punchy catalysts, including the Chinese PMIs, a rate decision from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, and the Australian inflation numbers. Japan was lower despite a bright start. Greater China markets were let down by Shenzhen, and Hong Kong was also weaker but off its worst levels. Overall, Chinese property stocks also continued to unwind some of last week's gains. Taiwan went sharply lower on its political developments. Australia and South Korea had more modest losses, and Southeast Asia was down except for Jakarta. European equity markets are trading mixed to lower after they have closed higher for two consecutive weeks. There are media reports saying that the UK Prime Minister Sunak will decide on further tax cuts and the date of the general election in February. After last week's fiscal statement saw Chancellor Hunt announce tax cuts for businesses and a fast-track national insurance cut, there was speculation that the government might be preparing for a spring election. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Monday, November 27, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.